The La Crosse-based power cooperative says the jump in the price of high-energy coal has led to a change in strategy at their Genoa 3 power plant. A greater proportion of lower-energy, lower-sulfur coal will be burnt there instead. And that means the plant will generate less byproduct, which means a proposed coal combustion byproduct storage facility in Vernon County is not needed anymore. Dairyland Power Vice President Charles Sands-Grant says the decision didn't come without consequence.
Since the Genoa power plant was not designed for lower energy coal, the power plant will produce less electricity while burning the modified blend. Despite this reduction, we have determined it is in the best economic interest of our members to pursue this strategy.
Sands-Grant says recently acquired sources of power like a wind farm in Iowa will help replace the lost electricity. Vernon County Board of Supervisors Chairman Tom Spenner calls Dairyland Power Cooperative's decision to suspend plans for a disposal facility a great relief. He says many urged the county to stop the facility from being built.
We are quite elated. It was a surprise to us, but it came to our benefit.
Dairyland Power provides wholesale electricity to 25 member distribution cooperatives and 17 municipal utilities. The co-op serves 62 counties and 4 states. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.